From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Alright, that was some Sound Beasts on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Welcoming you to another fantastic show we got lined up for you tonight. Sound Beasts is from Butte, Montana. This band pairs very well with other artists from many genres, including softer rock to heavy metal. Sound Beasts is a great blend. You can visit their website, soundbeasts.com, and it gives you a chance to pick up some merchandise, check out photos, and see upcoming shows. You can also find music, the band's first EP called Bite of the Beast.
All right, Mistress Oisey welcoming you to Montana Metal. Yeah, we get to bring you awesome bands from the Montana area, so thank you for tuning in.
This is Mistress Ansi saying, well, We should all be getting naked right about now. I know we're starting to remove some clothes. I recommend losing one or two at a time. You're outside. Do it all at once. It makes it so much easier. All
right, and this is Mistress Angel saying if you're going to go outside naked, you might as well do it in a pair and do naked snow angels together.
Yay. Keep
things up.
Is that, will they become snow angels or like ice angels then? You know, because the friction, you start melting the ice and it's freezing at the same time.
Yeah.
Mistresses approve of these angels. Get out there and do that.
Go find out for us. Make sure you don't get too frostbitten. We don't want anything falling off.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, be sure to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be happy.
All right, we're going to stay in the Butte, Montana area and head over and listen to some My Fist, Your Face. Founded by Sean Rocks in 2001, this Butte band describes themselves as groove metal. Rocks has been the headliner of the band, even though the band has had several switches in other members over the better part of the last decade. Make sure to follow the band's activities on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and Twitter. Currently, the band is in search of some new players, including bass and drums. Last week, they hosted an audition for a new drummer. So we're really excited because last week, they hosted an audition for a new drummer. Here's My Fist, Your Face on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
This is Matt Swafford from Mahamawaldi, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Oh,
That was some Killing Kane. Killing Kane was out of East Helena originally. They were founded back in 2000. No longer together. Sean Kelly, of course, has moved on to different band. He, of course, now is with Mudkicker. Mudkicker is a band that has, well, Sean's kids. And his son is the drummer. Got Eddie on the drums.
We got Kiki.
And Kiki on bass.
And backup vocals.
They're just an adorably brutal band. I love them. They slay the stage.
That they do. It's amazing to watch how the kids have changed over the years. And the fact that they have more talent and more motivation to practice and stuff than most teenagers we've ever met.
And they're all involved in sports. Sean Kelly is quoted as saying that while in the band Killing Kane, he wrote his best music of his career. However, the band was not a good mix, and he is now very happy being part of Mudkicker. So definitely check out Killing Kane and their awesome tunes from the past, and then focus on the future with Mudkicker.
Coming up next, we have Cadman. Members include Corey, and Jared. Described as three individuals, three styles, three personalities, and three brains. This is what creates Cadman. Three dudes who love to play music and have fun in life. Although they're no longer together, you can still download free music at Reverb Nation and Facebook. Corey Allen has started up a new band, Piranha Dog. Piranha Dog has a couple of small statewide tours, and they are slated to release an album by March of 2016.
Fuck yeah. I love Cadman, so I'm excited to see what Corey is doing with Piranha Dog. Come this way, boys. The mistress just need to see you.
I was going
to
say, we'll definitely help you out, you know, figure out what's best and, you know.
Hook you up with the show here.
Hook you up with the show. Get make sure you get some scream on, you know.
Right.
Get some good listeners to actually be able to go through and tell you what, you know, what we like, what we don't like.
Cadman was one of those bands that was like a stoner metal band, something that you could just stand there and just groove. You didn't want to mosh and throw yourself around or anything. You didn't want to exert a whole bunch of energy all at once. You just wanted to steadily release. So your head and your foot would just start bebopping along and the horns would just go up. And so I'm excited for Piranha Dog. Piranha Dog. It'll be good times.
Good times. Good times.
We're the Trumpet Dome. Is that okay with you guys? Yeah. Fucking A. Stop. The song's called. What am I gonna name it today? Do I have to put handcuffs on your mama? That's the name of it. We'll be right back. Are you guys going to stick around for the rest of the show? Yeah! You better. There's a lot of damn good bands. We got one more for you.
This is Eddie Kelly.
And this is Kiki Kelly.
And we're from Mudkicker, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem.
I'm licking pussy. I'm listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
I must have lost my mind. You came and destroyed me.
All right, you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That last song was by Eye for Indifference. They were from Billings, Montana. They're no longer together, but you can still find their music on YouTube and Reverb Nation. The band included Taylor, Cordell, Zach, Tubbs, and Davin. They still have great songs, so you should definitely check out their Reverb Nation and YouTube.
Coming up next, we have Cadman. Members include Corey and Jared, described as three individuals, three styles, three personalities, and three brains. This is what creates Cadman. Three dudes who love to play music and have fun in life. Although they're no longer together, you can still download free music at Reverb Nation and Facebook. Corey Allen has started up a new band, Piranha Dog. Piranha Dog has a couple of small statewide tours, and they are slated to release an album by March of 2016.
Fuck yeah. I love Cadman, so I'm excited to see what Corey is doing with Piranha Dog. Come this way, boys. The Mistresses just need to see you.
I was going to say, we'll totally help you out, you know, figure out what's best and, you know.
Hook you up with the show here.
Hook you up with the show. Get make sure you get some scream on, you know.
Right.
Get some good listeners to actually be able to go through and tell you what, you know, what we like, what we don't like.
Cadman was one of those bands that was like a stoner metal band, something that you could just stand there and just groove. You didn't want to mosh and throw yourself around or anything. You didn't want to exert a whole bunch of energy all at once. You just wanted to steadily release. So your head and your foot would just start bebopping along and the horns would just go up. And so I'm excited for Piranha Dog. Piranha Dog. It'll be good times.
Good times. Good times.
All right. We're going to stay in the Billings, Montana area and listen to some Endeavor. Endeavor is actually going to be at NARMA's awards ceremony in California on Friday, January 22nd, 2016. They'll be at the Yost Theater. NARMA is the North American Independent Rock Music Awards, and it's going to be hosted by Don Jamieson of That Metal Show. There's going to be a ton of bands there, a ton of awards given out, and you should definitely head over to California and, yeah, check out that event. It's going to be lots of fun. Endeavor is up for a nomination in a few categories, and they're badass, and there's a reason why they're up there. They were formed in 1998 in Billings, Montana. You've got Mike, Matt, Mario, Dave, and Andre. Their new studio album is fucking awesome. It's Tales of the Spooky Thunderfish, and it's just fantastic. Go buy it. Don't even preview it. Just go buy it. It's awesome, and you will not regret buying it. You can get the new album, buy merch, and get more information about shows and Endeavor shenanigans on the website, friendsoftheend.com, Reverb Nation, Twitter, and of course, Facebook. They are actually just passing over the torch of winning the Best Metal for best Metal Band in Billings, Montana the other night when Engage the Unseen was actually, won the award for, you know, we've got the east and west side of the state, and they were in the Billings area for the Best Metal Band, so congrats to Endeavor for holding on to that reign for so long. And then, of course, big congrats to Engage Unseen for taking it because they fucking deserve it too.
Your judges are false.
The false god of the world.
This is Dave from Ortolis, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
From a little band called Endeavor from Billings, Montana, and you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Just got done hearing some Walking Corpse Syndrome. Walking Corpse Syndrome is out of Missoula. Together since 2006. Band has been everywhere doing pretty much whatever they can to cause a little bit of shenanigans here and there and keep things entertaining. You can follow them on Facebook, their Twitter, their videos, all that fun stuff are all right there for you guys to see. Definitely recommend checking out Walking Corpse.
Their album hit 88 on Amazon's best-selling rock and metal albums, which is out of 96,451. So 88 is pretty damn good.
They do a really good job of promoting themselves, so I think that that helps getting their numbers up in that big of a market. They do a fantastic job of promoting themselves. So corpse walkers are everywhere. I see hoodies all the time, so I own several of their hoodies. Yeah, Walking Corpse Syndrome is a fantastic band, and if you've never seen them live, then you're missing out, and you should definitely get out and check them out. And it is not offensive when you're seeing Walking Corpse Syndrome just to scream out, fuck the corpse, because the band will respond with, fuck the corpse, right back at you. So sometimes when you're like in a new area, people are kind of like, whoa, confused. What's happening
like,
right
they,
here?
Why are they heckling the band? Like, I'm not heckling the band.
Just some of the best pictures we have with Walking Corpse have giant signs that say, fuck the corpse in them.
Yep. Yeah, they appreciate that. It means you're paying attention. So we want to thank you guys very much for tuning in. Mr. Soisi saying, check out the rebroadcast of our Montana Metal show. And make sure you listen to the rebroadcast of this episode of Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Go to our website, mistressesofmayhem.com, and click on the link for Montana Metal.
This is Mr. Sansi saying, have a good night, stay warm, and send us naked photos. And requests, I guess you could do that too.
This is Mistress Mystery saying, sleep tight, don't let bed bugs bite too much. Unless you like that kind of thing.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, if you're a Montana band or you know a Montana band and you want to hear them on our show, submit them to our producer, DJ Sun, at closingchapter@gmail.com.
Time to get back into the music. This is Reclaim the Horizon. They're from Stevensville. Reclaim the Horizon has members Jeremy, Damien, and Josh. I love those kind of names. So easy for me to read. They're not like crazy where I'm like, I don't know what to say. I'm going to say that name is pretty good.
You can find their music on Bandcamp. They're self-described as a 406 metal with a great modern sound. Their Facebook page has some new videos of the band practicing, along with ways that you can download several songs that are by the band. Recently, we chatted with Jeremiah and asked what the band's been up to. And he said they have a permanent third member now on bass and are working on performing as a three-piece by the end of the winter or start of the spring. It's been a rough road of finding the right musicians, but they've got 10 or more awesome songs, if not better than the original ones coming out. So it's only perfect when they play shows. So check out more information coming from Reclaim the Horizon. Right now, sit back and enjoy them. And you've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.